Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Gill. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ross. Larry moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts in front of the plate. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Hemsley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Larry goes all the way around to score. Campbell moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hemsley bunts towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Slick Kaufman. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel is hit by the pitch. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets pinch hits for Al Benton. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boots Poffenberger now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Fox scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 9-1, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Boots Poffenberger. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Ross goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3 Indians. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Lobs scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.